Welcome everyone to the Exceptionally Irresistible podcast, a show that talks about how people and businesses can become more exceptional and more irresistible in their personal and professional lives.
I am your co-host, Baruch Dubrow, and I specialize in helping people live a more exceptional life.
And I am your co-host, Yermi Kirkus, and I specialize in helping people become more irresistible.
Together, this show is meant to inspire people to become more exceptionally irresistible in their personal and professional life. Who wouldn't want that, right? Are you ready to level up and one-up your life and business? Then let's get to the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our very first episode titled, Why Exceptionally Irresistible?
So before we jump into the show, Baruch and I would love to express our deepest gratitude to all of you who are listening, who have subscribed to our show, and who have now downloaded the episode. If you have not done so yet, then please subscribe to the show and download the episode. We really appreciate it.
Here's what we will be talking about on the show. What does it mean to be exceptional, and why is that important? What does it mean to be irresistible, and why is that important? Why would it be important to be exceptionally irresistible?
That is awesome, Baruch. Let me jump right into the question then. Since you are the being exceptional expert, can you please tell us what goes into being exceptional, and what does it mean? Why is it so important?
Excellent question. It's something that I've spent a lot of time thinking about. After all, if you're going to brand yourself as something, you need to think about it. At the end of the day, to me, what being exceptional means, it means always leveling up, always doing something every single day to stand out. You know, in a way, you want to look at the people around you, but you don't want to compare yourself to them. On the other hand, you do have to compare yourself to them. If this is the norm in my community, in my area, in my profession, what is the next level up? Because that's being exceptional. Being exceptional means you are different than the rest. You're a little bit better than the rest, not in a judgy way, but in the way you perform. So being exceptional is, what do I do? How can I live my life, work in my profession, one level above what is considered the norm?
That's so interesting. Let me ask you one more question about that, because that is something I guess, the listeners would like a little bit of clarity on, I'm assuming that way. I can only speak for myself. I would love a little bit more clarity. When we're saying, being better than anybody else, and then you did add in that little caveat, I guess it is, not in a judgy way. In your opinion, what does it mean? What does it actually mean being leveled up or better than, or, expand a little bit more on that?
Sure. Sure. Of course. Now, it's very important because, again, you are a direct reflection of the people you surround yourself with. And that could be a good thing, or God forbid, it could be a negative thing. But at the end of the day, we are living our own lives, and we have to live our lives in a certain way. We use the people around us as a frame of reference. So we use our family. We use our community. We use our coworkers and our professional contacts as a frame of reference as to who we are and how we act. Now, leveling up means this is where I am. So let's say I'm in real estate, right? So the average real estate person, let's say, goes around, they make contacts, they speak to people who are looking to buy a house, or people who are looking to sell a house. And so then they make connections and they set the buyer up with the seller. Or in education, right? That's an area I can speak to. I've been a teacher for over 13 years now. The average teacher will show up to their job. They'll plan their lessons. They'll teach their lessons. They'll go home. They'll grade some papers. So what is leveling up? Leveling up is understanding that as a teacher, I'm not just there to teach a curriculum. I am there to help this child shape their future. I am there to really help them grow into who they're meant to be. So therefore, I can't just show up as the teacher teaching curriculum. I have to be there to coach and counsel and guide the student. Somebody who's in real estate, you're not just selling a house and helping somebody buy a house. You're helping somebody find their dream home, a place that they've always wanted to live. You're helping them to build and create memories. And if you're selling a house, and you're the real estate agent, the broker, you're helping this person to kind of move on to the next part of their life, to whatever their dream may be. Maybe they want to sell this house and buy a tiny home or something. Mm-hmm. So leveling up is acknowledging, where am I holding right now? How can I be better? This has to do with your marriages also. You know, you could be married, you could be happily married, but how does your marriage get better? Is it more intentional time? Is it dedicated date nights? Is it doing the dishes? So leveling up is looking at where I am now. What is my quote unquote status quo? And then how do I break that status quo and take the next step?
I love that. So if I could just reflect a second, what I'm hearing is that when I'm saying I'm leveling up and I'm being better than the rest, let's say, it's really something more personal. It's more like me looking at the mirror and asking myself, what did I do yesterday that I could improve on today? That's what it sounds like from what you're saying. You know, if this is what a marriage looks like, then how could I improve my marriage or take it to the next level? If all real estate agents, all they do is send you just a listing, you know, maybe I should listen more to my buyer or my seller, whatever it is, and really help them achieve their dream. Or as an educator, not just you know, grade papers, but then how can I help my children improve or grow, or how can I be a better teacher or whatever it is? That's what I'm hearing that you're saying about being exceptional.
100%. We have to pull from the people around us, use that for inspiration and for guidance, and use that to help us in our own lives level up. But Jeremy, how about you? Tell us more about what it means to be irresistible and why that's so important. I mean, you are the irresistible guy.
Yeah, so definitely that's a great question. Being irresistible, in my opinion, is similar in a sense to being exceptional, which I guess we're going to be talking about soon, how they marry each other. But for now, being irresistible is somebody who is simply a person you want to be around with. So you look at the mirror and you ask yourself, am I the kind of person I want to hang around with? You know, I do that every day. And I look at myself in the mirror and I say, what could I do to improve myself today and be more around? So if we think about it, let's look at those who we don't want to be around first, right? That gives us a good indicator. So I personally, I don't know about you, but I don't like to be around grouches, you know, negative people, people who are pessimistic, people who are, you know, talking about the end of the world or whatever. I like to be around people who are happy, who have a great attitude, and who have a good character. These are the people that I want to be connected with. And why do I want to be connected with them? Is that simply they make me feel good. Every time I'm sitting around a person who's smiling, well, smiles are contagious. They're just like, you cannot help but smile when somebody's smiling next to you. And when somebody's just this like happy-go-lucky kind of guy or person or whoever, you just want to be around them because it just makes you feel good. The overall atmosphere is just so much fun to be around these kind of people. And, you know, I don't want to be spoken down to. I don't want to be felt less than. And so somebody who has this attitude or this character that they are able to respect me and to treat me well and to treat everybody else well, you know, I feel very uncomfortable in a room if somebody is not treating somebody else well. That's just me. Right. And like, I feel very, very uncomfortable for that, you know, that other person. And so being irresistible is this one person who has worked on themselves to be genuinely happy. And I mean, honestly, like really, really happy. Not just like fake smiles or whatever, but I mean, really just, you know, when somebody's genuine. So that to me is the first part of being irresistible. The second two parts, which kind of work together, is attitude and character. They each feed each other off. And it's really, really important to be somebody who just simply has that good attitude and that good character that helps, you know, helps create that environment, helps create that overall. And I'm a relationships guy. I believe in relationships. That's what I'm all about. There is no better way to create or to develop or to nourish or to nurture a relationship better than being somebody who's irresistible. Everybody wants to be your friend. Everybody wants to be around you. Everybody wants to work for you, or everybody wants to do business with you. Everybody wants to learn from you. Everybody wants to listen to your podcast. Hint, hint, hint. And you know, and that's what it's all about. It's about being irresistible, you know, in that kind of way.
So it sounds like a lot of being irresistible has to do with the way other people think about you or the way other people feel around you. But at the same time, you on your own, in a way, you have to be irresistible to yourself first. Mm-hmm. So that way it'll, you know, it'll attract other people, because otherwise you end up in this dangerous territory of doing everything for everybody for the sake of, oh, I want people to like me, because that's not healthy. How would you differentiate between the healthy version of irresistible, sure, and which, again, I imagine has a lot to do with internally, versus the unhealthy way of needing people's attention?
Absolutely. That's a phenomenal question. I'll give you a story first before I actually explain that, because I think the story will demonstrate and will, and I feel people are going to relate to it.
I love stories, so go for it.
So when I was dating, and I had this list of the perfect wife that I thought was right for me. And I was looking for something that I would want to live the rest of my life with. And I was writing this list, and I remember vividly somebody telling me, well, what makes you think that that person's going to want to be married to you, right? And that was a light bulb moment for me. And I said, okay, if I want to attract XYZ kind of woman, I have to be XYZ kind of man who will attract XYZ woman, right? So that means I had to start working internally before I was able to attract the person that I want. So it's exactly that. If I want to be not necessarily like the highlight of the room, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like, if I want to be successful in life, I need to have the right people around me. Well, why would those people want to be around me? Am I the kind of person that people want to be around with? You know, that I've been learning a lot about real estate, and something that I'm like, this is my passion and this is something I love. Why would I even be invited into a real estate deal if I didn't prep myself to be the kind of guy that people just want to be around? Now, I'm not saying that I'm living my life for others. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm saying is that in order to be a person in society that people just simply want to be around and want to do business with and want to be, you know, just anything, I have to be what we call a mensch. You know, I have to be the kind of person that is approachable, that is, you know, again, nobody wants to be around that grouch. Nobody wants to be around that person who makes them feel uncomfortable. So I want to make sure that I'm making people around us comfortable.
Right. And that's a valid point. And even as a educator, you know, you have to be the teacher that you would want to have had. You can't be a teacher that is a grumpy, grouchy teacher. You have to be the guy that as a child you would have wanted to have as your teacher. So I love what you're saying there.
Yeah. Let's then jump into, how do we marry being exceptional and irresistible? This is the whole premise of our show. I love what you're talking about, being exceptional. I'm all about being irresistible. Why did we start this show, Baruch? Tell us.
Well, so we started the show because, if I have to be honest, I think we need to give some back history as to how the two of us met. I think I was in a down place at the time, and I was looking for how do I brand myself? Who am I? What is my identity? And I was scrolling, I think it was BizFluence, mm-hmm, and I saw this guy pop up, Jeremy Kirkus, and he had an amazing post. I think it was about coaching. That was the initial post, like something about coaching. And then I look at your title and it says CPO, I believe it was, right? Mm-hmm. Chief People Officer. I'm like, that's it. That is my ideal job. And then we started talking, and then I got to meet you, and you were frankly irresistible. And it was the fact, like, very everything that you have said, like that's what it was amazing, is everything you're saying people need to do, you've done. Everything you're saying about people needing to become irresistible and how they do it, that is what I saw in you when we had that first interactions. I got that irresistible feeling, like I needed to be by you. surrounded, you know, with you and spend time with you. And okay, this is now becoming a talk about how great Jeremy is. Totally not planned or scripted. You know, and then my whole thing has always been about, you know, doing more. Again, what is the status quo? How do I become better than the status quo? I was speaking to a friend about branding for, you know, my thing called exceptional development. And he was asking me about, okay, so, you know, how do you frame it out? What does it look like to you? And at one point he said, oh, so kind of like the black sheep. I said, no. Everybody else is the black sheep. I'm the white sheep. You know, everybody else is in the way I see it. And this is not to, God forbid, downplay anybody or say anything negative about other people, but just the way most people of us, we live in the status quo. So we're all kind of in this world of normalcy, and we accept it. What we have to do is we have to stand out. So when we started talking to each other and started, and it was collaborating, it was working off things, and going from our initial ideas to where we are now, you know, to me, exceptionally irresistible is about building ourselves up in a way that we can help build other people up so that they can become the best version of themselves and inspire others. Because, you know, initially we were talking about one-on-one coaching and things like that, but we ended up going a route where here we have a podcast, a show that is going to be, you know, everybody can gain something from. You don't have to be paying a $10,000 high ticket price for one-on-one coaching. The whole idea from what I saw is, you know, the best way to be exceptional and the best way to be irresistible is by giving it to the most people as possible. You know, Bob Berg talks about it in The Go-Giver, you know, add more value to as many people as possible. That's the way I see exceptionally irresistible. But, you know, I want to hear, you know, your end, because one of the incredible things about all of this is that, you know, you have two people who have the same vision, but there's little differences. And that's what makes the whole thing that much bigger and better. So what is the importance of being exceptionally irresistible to you? How did this whole thing get started? Let's hear your end.
So, I mean, I very much relate to, you know, your story. Number one, thank you so much for all the accolades and the, wow, you know, I kind of feel like right now is like just like being like adorned like these, So I'm receiving them. So I'm saying thank you for that. But the feelings are very mutual. And I think the lesson here, I'll never forget the very first time you reached out. And I was still trying to figure out, how does being irresistible really play out in the world? And we're going to have an episode about this, by the way. Mm-hmm. So I remember the first time you reached out and I was like, oh, shoot, here's another coach. This is competition. You know, this feels, you know, weird. And then I was like, whoa, like, hold on, stop a sec. That's not the kind of mindset that I'm telling people to have, right? My entire program is to teach them to stay away from that kind of mindset.
Right.
And I invited you in, and I wanted to explore, and I went in completely not planning anything. Like, I never thought of making you a client. I never thought of becoming your client. I never thought of this partnership. I never thought of anything. And I went in completely curious to find out, where's this going to lead us? And one thing led to another. And your wife and you graced us by coming out here for almost a week. It was one of the most phenomenal trips ever, you know?
Yes.
It was amazing. You guys were just incredible and really exceptional, like really, really that. And it was funny because post-COVID and post all that stuff, as we started opening up our homes to people, it felt weird. And, you know, I don't want to talk negative about guests, but you were literally the first guests after, a few other guests that really made us feel comfortable in our own home to open it up. And just there was this beautiful atmosphere. And I remember driving on the way back to the airport, my wife from the back, you know, called out and said, you know what's unique about you guys? You guys are exceptionally irresistible. And that's kind of where that triggered, you know, the name of this podcast. And I looked over to you and I was like, Baruch, we really got to do this at some point, you know? So it was planned, and, you know, this is how we led to here. And really the message that I want to impart on everybody who's listening is that, you know, when you know, and you're going to know when you meet somebody exceptional. You're going to know when you meet somebody irresistible. And you're definitely going to know when you meet somebody who's exceptionally irresistible.
Yeah.
And I believe I'm only good when it comes to helping people to become irresistible. Because that's where I focused all my life on. And you are an incredible coach that helps so many people become exceptional. And exactly what you were saying, why I even, you know, I agreed to do this podcast with you, because for me, it's not so much about selling a program. It's not so much, and we both see it eye to eye in that kind of way. It's more about how can we bring the most maximum amount of value to people. And that's when two like-minded people who are kind of teaching almost the same thing, just from a different angle and from a different point, I feel that the viewers and the listeners and the people who are on this show right now will walk away with not just my program and not just your program, a combined program. And it's going to help them become so much better. As our mentor, we both share the same rabbi and the same mentor, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson. People asked him, why do you give out dollars on Sundays? And the Rebbe said, because when two people meet, it should benefit a third. So his intention of giving out dollars was for charity, to help people who are in need. So by him giving you a dollar and you handing it to charity is two people meeting and a third is benefiting. And I think that's the whole premise of this show, is that I have what to offer, you have what to offer, and together our listeners are going to be walking away with heck of more than just hiring just me or just you. And I'm really excited about the show. So that's
yeah. And I think the most important thing out of all that, and I love how you highlighted that, because I was going to go that route as well, of two people coming together to impact a third. But here's the thing. The chain doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop at us two coming together to make this show, the Exceptionally Irresistible Show, to teach people how to become exceptionally irresistible. It's about that person who's listening to this show. Yes, you who you're listening. I'm now talking to you through the speakers. You're listening to the show. Take one takeaway and use that moving forward to impact your life so that then you can go and impact somebody else's life. And I think that's really what it means to be exceptionally irresistible. And that's the importance of being exceptionally irresistible.
I couldn't agree more, Baruch. And that is bringing us to the conclusion of this very first episode. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. And I hope that you really enjoyed the show. And I hope you took away some golden nuggets. Please follow the links in the show notes to our live session. We're going to be inviting an awesome guest. We can't tell you who that is yet, because we do want you to go check out the live show and we want to keep it a surprise. So marketing 101, no, I'm just kidding. But we want you to click on the link below and we want you to, you know, come to us and extend the conversation for those who are interested. Again, thank you so much for joining and for downloading the show and for downloading these episodes. We are going to see you next week on our second episode. See you then, guys.
Until next week, we would like to leave you with a blessing for my wonderful children.
May you be blessed with all of your heart's desires, very good, and in an opened and revealed way.